is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Just over 2 weeks before the election, and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is stumping in battleground Pennsylvania this evening. Both he and his Democratic opponent, Kamala Harris, are also focused on Michigan, where early voting begins today.
So, Michigan, today I ask you, are you ready to make your voices heard?
CBS's Nancy Cordes with more.
Former President Trump urged his supporters to show up for early voting starting today.
Get your fat husband off the couch. Get that fat pig off the couch. Tell him to go and vote for Trump. He's going to save our country.
With the race essentially tied in Michigan, it will all come down to turnout.
Some 200 were evacuated over a wildfire in Oakland, California. This battalion chief says the source may have been a garbage bag on a highway median.
With the winds, and it was dry, it was fast moving, and it jumped over the street here back into this house, and it just ran up the hill.
In the Middle East, Palestinian health officials say at least 32 people were killed in strikes by Israeli military forces. This is Israel says a drone attack targeted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home. The BBC's Jerwinder Gill.
Israel says Benjamin Netanyahu's private home in the coastal town of Caesarea has been targeted in a drone strike from Lebanon. A spokesman said neither the prime minister nor his wife were in the building at the time and that there were no casualties.
The union representing striking machinists at Boeing says a vote is set for Wednesday on a negotiated proposal that could end a strike that's been going on for more than a month. The strike has halted production on the company's best-selling plane, the 737 MAX. Oh my stars, the music that will be coming out of Cleveland is 83-year-old Dionne Warwick is among those being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The songbook of pop legend Dionne Warwick is rooted in gospel, melody, and soul-filled hits like Then Came You with the Spinners, Don't Make Me Over, and Walk On By. And Warwick's impact felt far outside the recording booth, too, raising millions of dollars for AIDS research from the sales of her 1986 hit, That's What Friends Are For.
Kool and the Gang and Cher are among the other inductees. There will be some new faces on the floors at Home Depot in the nation. The box retailer is ordering corporate employees, including senior management, to work 1 8-hour retail shift at a store per quarter, because they'll learn how that feels like. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Exchanges got heated at times during Friday night's U.S. Senate debate. Republican challenger Eric Hovde faced Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. Hovde says Baldwin and her partner should be more forthcoming about their finances and how that affects her votes.
They don't disclose those investments and how much they're profiting from it. That's fundamentally wrong, and you should disclose what investments your partner is making.
Baldwin fired back.
Eric Hovde should stay out of my personal life. And I think I speak for most Wisconsin women that he should stay out of all of our personal lives.
The race has tightened, and the outcome in Wisconsin could determine the balance of power in the entire U.S. Senate. Donald Trump has claimed he was exonerated in his classified documents case. Here's Tricia Young with a Wisconsin Watch fact check.
Trump falsely claimed in October 2024 that he was, quote, exonerated, unquote, in the case involving classified documents he kept after leaving office. Trump was indicted on charges of mishandling classified documents, including those related to nuclear capabilities. In July 2024, Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon dismissed the charges, citing issues with the special counsel's appointment, but did not rule on the case's merits. Prosecutors appealed the dismissal, and no trial date has been set yet. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, a high near 72, and a south wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 53 degrees. Sunshine for Sunday and nice with highs in the low 80s. For Monday, mostly sunny and a high near 80.
Right now, it's 58.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge, who joins the show to discuss fall hotspots in our beautiful state. And we'll go back to the future with a discussion about Back to the Future.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What is up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. Man, I am Joel Clayfish sitting here alongside Danielle Fairman, my ride-or-die shotgun, sometimes sitting in the blind. Well, I don't know. Sure. Riding shotgun. Danielle, hunting buddy. We've known each other for over a decade now.
We have.
We have worked together in the media for more than a decade. We got producer... Producer Jess is on the board. Producer Hey-o. Jess,
hey,
I'm not. We're not. Just want you to know, we are not forgetting about you and the fact that you have a Wisconsin turkey tag.
I'm not forgetting about that either.
Okay,
you better
good.
Not. That's so exciting.
Because it goes right to my weekly Wisco. What it is now, folks. I want to talk to you about how I'm in a cowboy. I wish radio was a visual medium.
It
I am fully cowboyed out right now.
Go on Facebook Live.
Thank you, Danielle. That's right. Check us out on Facebook Live and Spotify and all the other spots you can get your media.
YouTube,
MeTube, and YouTube.
We all do.
I'm cowboyed out today. Do you know why? Do you know why I'm cowboyed out, Danielle?
Why are you cowboyed out, Joel?
Danielle, I am cowboyed out because I got a couple of my bros from Texas in town. And, you know, my daughters go to Baylor University.
They do.
And I get to Texas quite a bit. And in the time that I've been going to Texas now, I now have 8 cowboy hats, 5 sets of cowboy boots, a couple bolos. And I hunt Texas. I love Texas. One of the first people I ever met who was like tried and true cowboy Texan is a man named Jerry Valdez.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Valdez is joining us in the studio. He's with Nando Gonzalez. They came all the way from Texas
just
to
for
hunt
Raised
with
in
us.
Wisco.
Just for Raised in Wisco.
Okay, perfect. That's so great.
Jerry Valdez and I got to know each other, and the funny thing is we're both in government affairs. We both work for the betterment of humanity and helping those goofy lawmakers understand what the right decisions are. Valdicio, what is happening? Thank you for coming to our great state. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell the folks how we first started hunting together, our first hunting excursion, because it is absolutely wacky.
I can do that. I want to first commend the use of Parker McCollum and the bumper music, which is
that was your suggestion.
A native of Conroe, Texas, and he has gone to great things. He's not like many of them that avoid stardom. He actually got to stardom and has excelled stardom, and he's an incredible artist. And
Do you know him personally?
I don't know him personally through family friends and through the former mayor of Conroe. I arranged for his son to meet with Parker at a concert. His son is a legislator in Texas. And through other various, I represent the Recording Industry Association. They were very helpful with that. But watching him.
Always working. Jerry Valdez is always working.
But watching him from.
You can edit out all my superfluous and crazy.
Playing with George Strait.
Playing with George Strait.
He plays with George Strait at the Kyle Field, which is the Texas A&M Stadium.
Awesome.
Not quite the flagship University of the State of Texas.
Not quite Baylor University.
And not quite the Happy Christians at Waco. But yes, he whatever. He played a sold-out crowd with George Strait. And he's thinking about this kid growing up in Conroe, Texas.
You're going to have to do the Heimlich on this.
Also Grammy. He's also...
You had a good show today.
It was a good call.
Speaking of Grammys.
Who has a Grammy in this room?
I don't have a Grammy in this room, but Grammy is in this room. You know, Grandma Clayfish, who's 100% Italian, joins us in the lobby almost every show. She's here tonight watching. Hi, Mom. Nice to see you. But tonight we have a very special guest. We've got my mother-in-law. Hey, do we have any bumper music that can be like dun dun dun? The mother-in-law. My mother-in-law, Mary Jo Reed, has joined us. Hi. Can we call you Mary Jo on the Mary Jo Reed on the radio? My mother-in-law. This is her first time stopping by. What do you think so far?
Tell you, Sam, too. I think the station should, the network should incentivize new callers.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just because otherwise it sounds like there are three people listening. It's Joe,
ladies and gentlemen, who spawned the lieutenant governor of Wisconsin.
Count it
as a dad joke if you want. For goodness sakes, whatever.
Spawned.
Had, gave birth to, gave life to.
Who brought a wonderful human into the world.
Brought a wonderful woman into the world. Ellie Mae Smollett, sometime guest, and the sometime guest co-host of the show, Ellie Mae, you are cowboyed up today, and I feel like it's coincidence. We've got Jerry Valdez and Nando Gonzalez in here with their cowboy hats on that they wore from Texas. Drove from Texas to hunt with me this week, which means how much time we have left in this segment?
Jesus,
we're 8 minutes.
8 minutes. We got to get to our weekly Wisco. But Jerry Valdez, Nando Gonzalez are here. They come into town. I meet them at the Harley-Davidson Museum yesterday.
Good place to meet up.
Fantastic. Big shout out to Tim McCormick and Harley-Davidson. They set up for us. They set up for us a free tour of the place at the Harley Museum. It was just incredible. Nando was kind of in heaven. He's got four Harley-Davidsons.
You want to check right now?
So, Nando, I want to ask you, what was your feeling when you were in the Harley Museum surrounded by all these bikes?
Matt
Rustin,
on a beautiful
Milwaukee
Saturday
night.
Morning, we have incredible weather here in October.
Harley rider. You're good. It was all like
right. Buying stuff from the farmer's market, right?
Seeing all of the history and more so than anything, seeing all the art pieces with those bikes.
I was supposed to go to the farmer's market. I usually go on
pretty cool. Thank you so much for doing that for me.
I have never done the tour. The Milwaukee I listen to it. But
yeah. The crowds are too big here. They also have the best tamales.
I'm a heavy equipment
homemade
operator.
Tamales and just a huge
So we have done the work outside
steam right there in front of
the museum. And great
tacos. You've actually been there doing the work on...
Yep, we have.
Hardest working person I know in Dane County.
Daniel, you're kind of a badass. You know that?
At Hilldale.
You are. You're like this... A heavy equipment operator bossing around these dudes all day long. I love that idea.
We fight all
Jim
day long.
Jim Santel, we've talked a lot about Citizens United. I want to talk about two more recent decisions by the Robert Court that are perhaps equally
muscles before. I would not mess
notorious.
With
it is, the first
it
being the Dobbs case.
You want to
talk about that
so
a little bit?
Absolutely. So,
so
this again is this
to,
major case in
yes.
June of
2022.
Sam Alito writing on behalf of a majority, including the Chief Justice and others, obviously in a majority, finding for the first time in 49 years, almost 50 years, almost half a century, that what we thought was inside the Constitution, a privacy right that we know is there, it has been established in many, many other circumstances. That privacy right no longer extends to a
Yeah,
right?
I got a wife and a daughter.
Right?
We get
that.
That
is,
no
again,
I have,
described
I mean,
it just
I'm
right,
married
Matt. That's
to
a notorious
a boss,
decision.
Babe,
that is a huge
no
decision. Changing the very landscape, not only of America, which is the number one consideration,
think that
of course,
women, for the most part,
but also changing our understanding of what the Constitution does to protect
They're better shots. That I know
Finding, again, privacy rights. Those go back, again, many, many years, even before Roe versus Wade, in many cases establishing that you have a right to privacy. Privacy in America. Many, many other cases premised upon that fundamental notion. We always assumed that included this arc toward greater appreciation for and embracing of privacy rights.
You guys,
first time in 50 years,
the Supreme Court says no. Let's figure out what's going on and get it done.
Let's go in the opposite direction.
We're like, what are we going to do?
We
shoot this and have to go down.
We're out of this business now. Go back. States, you take care of this. And we're no longer be involved in this. Of course, that didn't happen even as late as the past term. Two more abortion cases come in front of them, right? So you can't just get rid of this by saying,
lot on this show. Listen,
I got the big issue, of course, is changing the very fabric of America.
Yeah, I mean, that was disingenuous. There was a lot that was disingenuous in that opinion.
That I do.
They were taking rights away from women that women had relied on here for 50 years. And never before do I remember a U.S. Supreme Court decision that took rights away from anybody.
Exactly.
We've been adding rights, looking at the Constitution as a living, breathing document. The principles are there. And then we infuse those principles with new, newly discovered rights or rights that are human rights and we're only now coming to appreciate. But here you have the conservative court rolling back this right, shocking to women all across America and to anyone who loves women in America.
Yeah, when are we going hunting?
So I was appalled by that. Also appalled by Chief Justice Roberts, who tried to take, you know, an in-between stance here, said I wouldn't have done it as blatantly as some of the other justices, but I agree with the decision. What did you make of that?
Trying very, very hard again to be this arbiter right in the middle, trying to find a way not to overrule Roe versus Wade from 1973, Harriet Lackman at that time.
How many times do you think I asked out my wife before she said
no? Very hard to find the middle ground.
It's the same thing.
And finding among his associate justices there.
The only story that I'll tell, there's many others, but the one story I'll tell
is that I pull in. And so what he says is, yes, I'm going to join the majority. But he also articulates the view that I would have maintained Roe versus Wade while also supporting the state law that prompts the litigation in the first place. Pretty difficult position to take, John.
And he's fully camoed out.
And he's wearing problematic. At some
Versace
point, you also look
mirror lens for Versace sunglasses.
Yeah, I thought that was an appalling abdication of leadership. And then in the next huge notorious case, the immunity case, he actually authored the decision.
And we authored
in a way, and here I was being naive, because I didn't think he was going to go this far.
That was my nickname in college.
This appalling decision.
We had the best 36 hours.
President's above the law.
We had the best 36 hours of our lives. And we've had a great, solid friendship.
I often advocate for people who read the
opinion
of Sotomayor.
Almost 4 years.
Brown
4 years
Jackson,
ago. I can't wait to get more into that.
Language.
But first,
no
we need our weekly
at all. This is the simply saying,
opening segment of the show.
Wrong.
We need to get the weekly WISCOs in. I'm Jack. I know Jess is going.
Majority opinion
is
indicated.
Ooh,
a map from the Chief Justice.
This one is one of the most incredible hunts I ever had in my life.
Somebody else. He plainly felt it was important that as the Chief Justice, he articulates this thing never before articulated in 238 years.
And it's going to be the recipe.
Have a king, apparently, as a president, that there are these things called presumptive
and then on the
immunities
way home, I see
that apply that if you commit crimes inside the White House
in
the Oval Office,
the of a field
we'll presume that
now,
those are official acts and therefore
so
there's a presumption of an immunity.
I grabbed the decoy
and even
out of the back,
stunning
and
to everybody, including me, having
the
spent 30 years for the Department of Justice,
and holding
saying
the decoy
that with respect
above
to all
my
communications,
and I get to the other side, and it's
presidential engagements with the Department of Justice,
anything you do say,
that
is
absolutely tiptoes, holding the decoy above my head. It must have looked like it was floating on the rocks.
Attorney General
and I gave
to suborn perjury, to engage in obstruction of justice, to undertake investigations that have no basis. That's the very meaning and focus of the Department of Justice.
Shells in the gun, and I dropped three.
A president
did you?
For doing
so
exactly what
Dr. and turkeys and I sat for deer that night during the thunderstorm and just
got stunning. It is shocking.
By lightning.
Without hyperbole,
well,
I've often
said
this is
an you had your most exciting. I had my least
in a way
exciting.
That should be completely
we,
the
Josh,
words fail me. It's shocking.
The,
it's appalling.
BPA land,
and people should be very, very animated about this, not only for the present, but for the future of our nation.
I mean, the president can tell the Justice Department to go after any of his enemies. You can tell the Pentagon to go after.
Absolutely.
And again, this notion
that
somehow it's because we've got,
and
again, this is how the opinion
else,
starts.
So
we've got this
lot.
Very muscular
and I have to say,
executive
another weekly
view.
WISCO was an
and again,
awesome party.
Executive branch,
LMA
no doubt, is
as
strong as probably any of our 40 founding fathers articulated. Supreme Court, a whole lot more powerful than anybody
I can hardly name them all. Jerry Valdez, Nando Gonzalez, Ellie Mae Smoller, my mother in law, Mary Jo Reid, Danielle Fairman's the sidekick. I'm Joel Clayfish. You're not
going to
believe this
story.
Story. It took
nimble,
place literally at
quickly,
the border
with muscularity,
wall. This
with
is
power.
Raised in WISCO.
And if you raise the possibility that you could be prosecuted for crimes, you're suppressing that capacity to be a true executive. That is a reversal of not only
you're
the
listening to 93.5
the
Tappel Clare, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
Ah, see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Kind of a bribe.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Immune. She says, immune,
you're
immune,
listening
immune.
To pre-recorded content produced by
created.
Civic Media.
Interestingly, both she and Ketanji Brown Jackson, normally when people are dissenting on the Supreme Court, they say, I respectfully dissent. Both of them this time simply say, for fear about our future democracy, I dissent. There's no respect there. They're angry about this. Americans should be horrified by what happened.
Well, what do we do as Americans when we're horrified by the Citizens United case and by the Dobbs case and then by this immunity case? What recourse do we have?
So there are a number of things. One of them is, of course, you can do fixes. You can do legislative fixes for many of these things, including Dobbs. You can, as we have seen, people have introduced legislation in both houses of Congress that would do a Dobbs fix. You can do a Citizens United fix and address what the Supreme Court said was problematic, but do it in a way that would be a legislative accomplishment. All the Voting Rights Act, the John Lewis Acts, those are all remedying those cases in which the Supreme Court also, in part at the pen of John Roberts, said the Voting Rights Act does not mean what we thought it meant for all these years. You can do fixes of all those. Of course, how do you accomplish that? You got to get the right people in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, in the White House to sign off on that legislation, basically to overturn legislatively what the Supreme Court has done. That's one option.
The immunity would be a little harder to do legislatively.
It is much more difficult, although, again, there are senators who've introduced, including Elizabeth Warren, others introduced legislation to try to remedy that. It is more difficult, again, because it's this notion that the Constitution by itself incorporates an idea that our president is immune. But you can at least make that attempt, right? Do something to respond to this. And that's out there. Again, all this goes back to what we're going to be doing on November 5th. It is the second, but it's also the much related remedy, which is vote. Where do Supreme Court justices come from? They come from presidents who nominate them. Where do Supreme Court justices get confirmed? United States Senate. We change those folks. And eventually, when there are vacancies on the Supreme Court, through your vote, you can affect who is on the Supreme Court. A future Supreme Court, if it wanted to do it, could reverse Dobbs, could reverse Citizens United, could reverse these voting rights cases, could reverse the immunity decision, although that's a little bit more difficult just again because you'd have to have another president who's violating the law. But you can do those things in a new court that returns a basic sense of justice to where it was before.
What about the idea of expanding the court? Are you in favor of that?
I right now my view is that is a movement so far that it's probably very difficult to, as would these other things be there. It plainly is a remedy that's out there. The President of the United States of America is packaged. But we've got a Supreme Court that's fairly young. And if indeed these kinds of things continue to happen, then we need to have that on the table. Understanding also, you do not need a constitutional amendment to change the number of justices.
Bad, yeah. I knew that you were good. You were golden on the inside. And you love me the best.
This is Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. Alongside Danielle Fairman. I'm digging this music. This is good
stuff,
man.
I'm really liking
this,
too. This
was Jerry Valdez's recommendation. Jess, what do you think of the music so far, producer Jess?
I think it's lovely. Just lovely.
I think to myself, she's just saying that because she would say that. But then again, I know her too well to know she would not say that unless she actually liked it.
I mean, I had to go through a couple songs until I found ones that I liked.
Okay.
But, you know, but that's kind of the way artists. It is. That's kind of just the way it is.
Exactly.
We need more upbeat songs. And these seem like nice upbeat songs.
I totally
when you can sing with George Strait.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a great concert.
That is pretty exciting. Now, Jerry Valdez is in the studio with us. Ellie Mae Smoller is here, our local farrier's wife. And Nando Gonzalez and local and cowgirl extraordinaire, who's actually a cowboy. I've got my buddies from Texas here, drove all the way from Texas, showed up in their cowboy hats. I've got my cowboy hat on. I'm feeling very cowboy today. Ellie Mae's got her cowboy hat on.
I do not own a cowboy hat.
I just learned.
We are going to change that immediately.
Does not have a cowboy hat.
Danielle. I only have one that's
I do not even know how to fit big. A cowboy hat.
I was just going to ask, you have a miniature cowboy hat?
I have a teeny tiny cowboy hat.
Does it go on a rubber ducky?
All right. So look, this show is about experiencing new things and people in the great state of Wisconsin having those experiences. You are going to go hunting with us at some point this season. Now you are also going to go with me. And I feel like Ellie, the local cow girl, and I think maybe Jerry Valdez should come back to Wisconsin with Nando, and we should take these two women cowboy hat shopping.
Now,
part of the problem is that there aren't as many choices for cowboy hats in Wisconsin as there are in Texas. Around every corner is literally a cowboy shop in Texas, which I absolutely love. And so before we were talking about Jerry saying the first time he met me, he showed up, I was in full camo and I had Versace glasses on. Now, anyone who knows me here knows that is a very potentially common thing. I love my sunglasses.
You do.
And I love my camo to be matchy. In fact, my buddies in Florida who I hunt with, they call me the Metro Redneck. And I said, why do you call me the Metro Redneck? And they said,
really?
Because all your camo matches.
Aww.
Now, I believe I share that with Jerry Valdez. Jerry Valdez is a very fashionable person in my estimation. And, I mean, well, he's here in his very, you know, his QU, and it's very nice, matching QU pants. It's good. It's comfortable. But he said he was like, oh, my gosh, what have I gotten myself into? Who is this Elvis, you know, looking? I mean, and I should be only so lucky as to look like Elvis. But we went to hunt Nilgai. Now, if you don't know what a Nilgai is the world's largest antelope that was brought to the United States in the late 1800s, early 1900s from India, proliferated. And I want Jerry to tell the story because this is fascinating. I did not know this. They were brought here initially as a food source to potentially replace beef.
What?
Well, as you know, in Texas, cattle is king.
Yes.
But as the story goes, in the 1950s and 60s, there was an effort by a few investors to bring in, see if that they could be multiplied and processed, and because it's delicious. It's lean. It's delicious. It's full of protein. It's like yak in Colorado. It just has enormously high levels of protein, low cholesterol, super good. And what they discovered after they spread it around Texas, West Texas, you know, we're very large, and we go up to the Panhandle and down to the Mexico border and across over the Gulf Coast and up towards the Ozarks and Texarkana. They realized that these Nilgai were dying off. They could only really breed and survive along the coastal counties because of the humidity. In the south.
So they need humidity. They need heat.
They do.
So the Rio Grande area we're talking about, for those of us from Wisconsin, Texas is just heat.
Following that failed experiment, as I understand, they stayed on various ranches in South Texas, and they multiply pretty prolifically, but they have become such a sport animal to fish. To hunt. Once the hunt is on, it is so much fun. I shot one a decade or more ago and stalked on my hands and knees in the Rio Grande Valley for probably 45 minutes to an hour and then took my shot. And I was a one shot, but most shots are sometimes two and three shots because once they start running, and they're large, really large animals, the adrenaline just kicks in and they could just go, you know.
And they're antelope, so they can run. I mean, but they're massive. They're like 1,000 pounds.
They are.
Oh, wow.
They're huge.
Yeah, they're probably more. I think mine was, I think it was like 785 or 885 on the hoof.
That's insane.
And I took 200 plus pounds to the processor.
Wow. Yeah, and there and it is some of the most incredible meat. So I go down there. I want to hunt Nilgai. You know, I'm always trying to hunt these bizarre animals.
You are.
And so I'm down in Texas. I get hooked up with this guy I've never met before. He shows up in like,
that
you
has
know,
to be nerve-wracking, though, for you, Joel.
I mean, what could go wrong? We're along the Mexico border. We don't know each other.
Exactly.
Okay. We got an like, Italian guy from Wisconsin out. And a lobbyist from Austin. And you're
what
going,
you have to understand.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
That is the furthest thing from nerve-wracking for me. I love people so much, and I love meeting people, and I love you know, being friends. And make my goal in life is to make people happy. I love making people happy, even when I'm trying to make myself happy. So here I am, dumped in the middle of Texas, and I want to be clear. What we could talk for hours and hours upon about the beauty of Texas. When you get to South Texas was Mexico. It literally was Mexico, and the United States took it. And it became part of the United States. So the southern half, and especially the Rio Grande Valley, is essentially like Mexico in the United States, which really makes me happy because Mexican food, authentic Mexican food, Mexican culture makes me so happy. So I'm going to meet Jerry Valdez, and we're going to go hunt Nilgai in the Rio Grande Valley.
Just and so excited.
And I'm so excited. I think he pulled up in like, I don't know, a convertible Ferrari Z27,420 wearing like a Gucci suit and, you know, Jimmy Choo shoes or something. I don't know.
So even, fancy.
It was.
That's accurate.
Can we have a fact check? Is there an online
for the
live
record,
fact
Nando
check
of
a
Joel Fleeker?
To be fair, I was in a BMW SUV.
Oh,
however,
see,
I digress.
Oh,
I digress.
Exactly oh,
no, it couldn't have been that. It was a BMW 25 STI convertible,
still wearing
turbocharged,
the Gucci shoes.
60, 88 gigawatts of power. So we go. I meet him, and I'm a little intimidated. I'm like, wow, this guy's got his stuff together, right?
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, we're in the middle of the dark, literally able to reach out and touch the border wall.
Wow.
In the dark with some other man I never met and night vision goggles.
No.
Trying to find massive antelope in South Texas in the middle of the dark.
What a difference.
It's precisely what someone's life insurance company would frown upon. Like, wait, where are you? Who are you with? What?
Oh, my gosh. So you got to hear the ending
policy,
of
correct?
This story because you're not going to believe what happened. Our dinner tonight is called Surf and Sky. You got to stick around for that recipe, too, because it's absolutely incredible. And we have to talk about some other things, too.
Ooh.
Pretty exciting stuff coming up on Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. The union representing striking Boeing machinists says members will be voting on a proposal that could end the walkout that's been going on for more than a month, saying it's worthy of consideration. It includes a 35% wage increase. Battleground states on the agenda for the presidential candidates as early voting begins in Michigan. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Michigan is such a prize that Donald Trump has visited 13 times this year alone, while Harris is making her sixth trip here just since becoming the presidential candidate this summer.
At least 32 people are dead in Gaza, and the Hamas-run health ministry there blames Israeli airstrikes. CBS's Rami Innocencio with more.
Israel has ramped up ground and air assaults, saying Hamas is regrouping, despite the death of its leader, Yahya Sinwar. His last moments of life, alone, wounded, and bleeding in the shattered building in Rafah in the south.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, a high near 72, and a south wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 53 degrees. Sunshine for Sunday and nice with highs in the low 80s. For Monday, mostly sunny and a high near 80.
It's 64 at our studios.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapahoe Way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'll leave my memories inside. And that bed we loved in all night. Every word, every thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is with me. Hello. You always got that smile on your face, Danielle. That makes me so happy. You do. You smile quite a bit. You're one of those people, Danielle, in life that if you are in somebody's life, their life is a little bit better.
Whoa.
That's how I feel about you. I've never been around you where you've put me in a bad mood.
Thank you.
Now, I've seen you in sometimes not the greatest mood.
This is true.
But even when you are in that place, you are still pleasant to other people. And that is a really good quality.
There's enough bad people in the world. I do not need to be another one.
And you know what? That reminds me. Today, I had the joy of going to Opportunities Incorporated in Fort Atkinson.
Love that place.
I got to go there. And that is a facility where people with disabilities, ranging from cognitive disabilities, physical disabilities, work. It's a workplace for folks with disabilities. And I went today and I did the lunch. I did a wild game lunch. I brought Canada Goose pot pies.
Ooh,
and
your
I'm
signature
going to
dish.
Tell you. Yes. And when I go to that place, I am absolutely feel blessed. I feel mad at myself for ever getting, you know, down about things or for complaining. I mean, these folks who work there, they have their, you know, whatever their disability is. Some of them need help even getting out of bed, and they are always happy, and they're happy to see me, and I get hugs and smiles and good grace. I mean, and I'm telling you, the folks there are angels on earth, and you know what else? They eat my pot pie and they love it. And I am
do.
An Italian dude who loves to be, you
cooking
know,
for people.
Loved when people eat my food. Mm-hmm. Like making people food is something that makes me happier than anything. Ellie Mae Smoller, you have become quite the artisan chef with wild game as well.
Oh, yes.
What does it, I mean, but do you share that with me, that feeling of when you feed people, there's nothing better on earth?
Well, Joel, I think you know this, that I've tried to feed you several times, whether or not you're hungry.
Yes.
I just,
that's like my
I
mom
need
too.
To always feed people. Like, I don't care what you're doing. I want to feed you.
And that is 100%
true. It makes me really happy.
I always told my mom would be like, oh my gosh, you need to get a little healthier and get more fit. And then she'd be saying, but finish your lasagna first. You know,
I was just talking to Jess about how much I love butter.
Oh, yes. And you guys.
Yes, Jess.
Every single time Ellie Mae comes in here, she brings baked goods and they are so good.
Oh, I know. Oh, like, yeah. I mean, Ellie Mae is like leaps and bounds above me when it comes to culinary stuff. For real.
Oh, I don't know.
I just have a louder mouth.
Did you see her three charcuterie boards?
Yeah, I did see. She had a party at us. Three charcuterie boards, and I sampled things.
Everything
from fig jam to hot honey to you name it. It was on the charcuterie boards.
To be fair, I have to give a shout out to Alex because she did do one of them.
Oh, she did. Well, she did a great job, and Alex did a great job. You know, we were talking about this Nilgai hunt, so I want to set the scene for you guys.
Oh, are we going back to the night vision goggles?
We're going to the night vision goggles.
Oh my goodness! So
Jerry Valdez is here. He and Nando Gonzalez came up from Texas. I've had the joy of hunting with them. In fact, Jerry is such a kind human being. He stopped at Baylor, delivered gift cards to my daughters just as pick me ups. I mean, the guy's just a top notch guy. I've hunted at some of the coolest places with him, and we're hunting together. First time I meet him in my life. I mean, and I'm wondering, like, am I going to be end up, like, you know, with cement shoes on at the bottom of the Rio Grande or something? I have no idea. And we're hunting Nilgai, which are the largest antelope, and they are
and
free
after
range.
After the first 45 minutes, I really was at ease. Like, I'm like, you know, it is the border, and we need to watch ourselves, but it's good. And so we passed this one area, and, you know, this is something not to open up the concept of the division of America related to immigration and whether a wall is needed or not needed, but it's not a simple straight line.
Mm-hmm. No,
the border with Texas and Mexico, the border with the U.S. and Mexico is bound by a river.
Right.
And if you know a river that runs straight, let me know, but it doesn't exist. And so there are sections that don't have any possibility for a border wall by way of its topography. We're in one of those sections and we're walking across just along the water in a little pathway.
Yep.
And we're with a guy who's an outstanding outfitter, but he's also his day job is he's a border patrol agent.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He knows
the area and the region step by step. And at one point he said, hey, we're going to go around this corner. You'll remember this. Yep. We're going to go around this corner. I need everyone to be very quiet and just don't talk loudly because there'll be a bunch of folks in Mexico having sort of patio parties across the water. And the water was not far. It was
reachable.
Yeah.
What? Like toss a stone, 15, like right 20 next
yards.
To us.
Yeah. And he said, and if they hear us, they'll just start shooting pistols in the air to intimidate us. They won't shoot us. They just start shooting pistols in the air.
What?
And I'm thinking, well, a bullet goes up.
But it comes
down.
It comes down.
And so at that moment, I thought, let's have a good time. But we're not at Disney. We're on the border.
No, we had to have our wits about us. And that was a very real feeling. And at this, it was one of the most surreal hunts I've ever had in my life, because you have a border patrol agent who is also an outfitter. And he's saying, you know, have our wits about you. Let's just be quiet in this area because we don't want bullets shot in the air that have the potential to come down and hit us. But in addition to that, let's look through these night vision scopes and see if we can find giant animals roaming around random cornfields in the middle of the night in South Texas. And so he thinks he sees one, right?
Okay.
And I said, so what do we do now? Well, we stalk it. So we're stalking it, and we've got the guns and the goggles, the monoculars with night vision. And we start stalking into the middle of this field, and you can't see your hand in front of your face. It is pitch black. And so I remember we get kind of close, and he looks back at me, and he's got this defeatist look on his face. And it's because they were hogs.
Oh,
they weren't
Nilgai.
We were picking up the heat signal from hogs in the field. Now, I mean, I love hog hunting just as much as the next guy, but one of the things that amazes me more than anything and kind of a difference between Wisconsin and Texas is in Texas, you can hunt literally anything because they have a climate there that can support any type of animal from or literally around the world, except the very extreme Arctic.
Huh.
And so
never thought about that.
I would not have ever known about, you know, Nilgai if it weren't for Texas and my daughter's going to school there. But What are some of the wacky things you've hunted out there, Jerry?
Well, Nando and I have had great opportunities for, we've hunted together for 25 years. And we made a commitment about a decade ago, about 15 years ago.
Was there a ceremony?
The ceremony was trucking us back from West Texas. So we're in the truck a lot and for 5-6 hours. Usually he has to sedate me because I hate being in a vehicle that long.
Oh, geez.
Like Mr.
Are you an antsy mover then?
Be that as it may, we made a commitment that we would hunt together once a year. And we do that more than once a year, but we would make a trip once a year until we could no longer do it. Health-wise, whatever the reasons may be. That's our commitment with one another. So we've done some exotics. We've done some fantastic whitetail. We have done helicopter hog hunting along the Texas-Mexico border as well, different part of the area, more towards Laredo, Webb County.
Danielle wants to do that, right?
Josh, my boyfriend, wants to do that. That's his, like, top of the list thing he wants to do.
Again, the things that life insurance companies don't want to hear, they take the doors off. You're hanging out the side of a helicopter, strapped in, I should know, but you're hanging out the side. You got an AR-15 in your hand with a net that catches your
That's shells. A big no thank you for me.
That's a big, fairly inexpensive way to die.
Your adrenaline will explode through the roof, and it is the funnest thing you can do. And at some point, the pigs, when they start getting chased by the helicopter, they don't scatter. They form a line in a sendero, and they'll start running together. And at that point, it's just a game. It's like pluck, 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 pluck. And it's so much fun.
And I think people underestimate how delicious wild hog is.
I remember having wild hog on Kill It, Clean It, Cook It, our TV show.
Our TV show, Danielle. I remember having hog on Channel 12. Mm-hmm. Before the days that Danielle and I can be seen on the national show, The Fowl Life. I'm pretty excited. You know, you are in this season of The Fowl Life, Danielle,
I have to see
on
this.
National television.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And you are bowling at the Bark River Lanes in Rome, Wisconsin. And we are going to have our fish fry there again this year when The Fowl Life comes to town. So that's exciting. And I can't wait to do that.
Well, the other great opportunity, quickly, if I may, as I got to return the favor, Joel's been good to me. We help each other. We go into politics with each other. We go into business with each other. We have lots of areas. And honestly, he's got two daughters. I've got one. And sometimes I'll call him and be like, I'm dying. Is this normal? What do I do? I took him to a place that Nando and I have gone for 20 years in West Texas. It is along where two separate flyways come down into the U.S., and he got to hunt Sandhill Crane, which is, I understand, not allowed here in Wisconsin.
It's against the law.
It is prolifically.
There's a crane study going on right now in hopes
the email got sent out yesterday.
Creating a Sandhill Crane hunting season.
Well, I hope you guys can get that done. It's an incredible, that you talk about a ribeye in the sky. It is a delicious animal.
I still
animal.
Have not tasted a Sandhill Crane.
The ability to knock one down 20, 30, 40 yards in the air, and they fall like bowling balls on the ground.
You do not want to be under them.
This sounds like I need to go to Texas to go sandhill crane hunting and get a cowboy hat.
You need a cowboy hat? Now, boots?
In.
Oh, I want more boots.
Oh, well, slow down, Danielle, because the boots you're going to make when we go to Florida and you kill your alligator, you're
going
to make alligator boots out of the alligator that you kill. Then we'll go to Texas and hunt sandhill cranes. What else, Jerry? Speckle bellies? Speckle belly geese?
Sandhill
cranes,
speckle belly, lesser Canadians.
We might even hunt the nil guy. Maybe we'll go south.
Could even hunt the nil guy.
Go big or go home.
Exactly. That was a great opportunity. I got to do Florida with Joel. There's nothing like the hospitality of Triple J Outfitters and getting down there and taking on a gator. And that was super fun, too. And then
Ellie May and I are going in December.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun. All the folks that he's lined up with down there, they just treat you like family. And honestly, you feel a little bit like you're in Texas. It's about an hour and a half outside of Orlando.
It's a very common feeling.
It's a very common feeling. And to say that I've been to... what is the town called?
Yeehaw Junction.
Exactly. To say that I've not
How
been
can
to
you forget
Yeehaw
that one?
Junction.
Wait, is
Florida
that a real town? Junction.
Yep, Yeehaw
it is a real Junction.
Junction.
It's this little Triple J on my hat. Triple J Outfitters, Yeehaw Junction, Florida.
That's a real place?
It's a real place.
Elvis was there once.
Oh.
Yeah.
Super nice.
That's a story for a different show for sure, because there was a place there called the Desert Inn that Elvis stayed at around the turn of the century, the 1910, 1920, when it was kind of the Wild West in Florida. It was a brothel that they say was haunted, and it was later turned into
a supper club restaurant.
The best brothels are haunted.
Yep. Yeah, surprised you don't know this.
Producer Jess, how do you know that?
How do you not?
Oh, all right. I would imagine that a lot of brothels are haunted.
It's like a whole new term to a woman scorned.
A woman scorned.
With a vengeance.
Leaving your ghost behind to scorn people.
But yeah. Hopefully we have some future opportunities in our and today's opportunity, I have to tell you, from start to finish, was unbelievable. Turkey in the morning, goose in the afternoon, lifetime of memories. Beautiful people in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Incredible sunsets.
Well,
2 days in a row
with
sunsets. It's y'all's sunset is, and we have some solid ones in West Texas.
Yes. And
Nando Gonzalez loves to say West Texas is the best Texas, but
yeah.
the sunsets in Wisconsin are just second to none.
They're phenomenal. And the sunrises that you get to see. Yes. I cannot wait to talk about our hunt this morning for turkeys. We ended up with about 40 of them in the field. Then we hunted geese this afternoon, which was phenomenal. And that, plus our recipe of the week, which I think that I'm curious to see what the culinary folks, Danielle and Ellie Mae, think of our recipe of the week. Because I did get to sample it to Jerry today, and it was awesome. So what... The mother-in-law. Oh, you tapped me. Oh, producer Jess is telling me that there's a minute left. I did catch her. I caught her on the monitor. I do try to catch her outside my outside peripheral view. But you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you is this recipe is surf and sky. That means it's something from the air. And we took something from the ocean, too, and made an Asian dish. That's amazing.
And the sauce ties it all together.
Well, we'll tell you how to make the sauce.
Burn it down to its ashes and smoke. Burn it down to the smoldering coals. Burn it down till I don't want you no more. Baby, burn it down. Burn it down.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Hey, it's Michael Smirkanish. Business owners and CMOs, how do you plan on growing your business? Have you plateaued on your social media and online efforts? Why not tap into podcasts and radio? In the U.S., audio reaches more than 271 million people weekly. That's more than social media and digital combined. My friends at Radioactive Media know the recipe to launch, optimize, and scale performance by building compelling audio campaigns which work. I personally know the principles of Radioactive Media, their personal approach and knowledge of the medium, unparalleled. For advertisers who want to reach the right audience with the right hosts and programs, text the word PROFITS to 511-511. Heck, you can even buy spots on my program. If you're a mid-sized company or well-funded startup with a monthly budget as low as five figures, they can help. Text the word PROFITS to 511-511. Online, radioactivemedia.com. Text rates may apply.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Used to run down County Road 2854.
Thank you for listening to Raised in Wisco. You can hear us on every Civic Media station, 13 of them throughout the great state of Wisconsin, every Saturday at 11 a.m. That's where Danielle Fairman, the one of the two of us who makes much more sense than I do, and I, Joel Clayfish, will be taking you through Wisconsin on a tour of the beauty and wonder that this great state has to offer. We love sharing the awesomeness of Wisconsin with you. We love talking about food because that is my favorite dish. We love helping you with ideas to field and forage your food from field to table. It's all so exciting. So I've got Jerry Valdez, Ellie Smoller, and Nando Gonzalez, Mary Jo Reed, my mom, Mary Clayfish, out in the lobby listening as she always does, refuses to talk.
It's a big party here
and
today.
And Danielle Fairman. We got a big party. Producer Jess, I think she probably was a little frustrated when I had
all of a
six
sudden
people
more people in. Just kept coming in.
More people kept coming. Yeah. And Jerry Valdez, Jerry and Nando came up, drove all the way here from Texas to hunt with me today. Okay, they showed up yesterday. We went to the Harley Museum, and I was supposed to take them hunting. Danielle,
Joel,
share with our amazing listeners what it's like for Joel Clayfish when someone's going to go hunt with him.
Oh, it is endless scouting out. Did you sleep yet? Have you slept in the last 48
Not
hours, Joel
really.
Clayfish?
Not
no,
really.
Well, shocking. And then he scouts. He gets everything put together, settles everything for everybody, and just makes it the best hunt ever. And then the best part, he takes what you will all have harvested in the field and puts it into some amazing dish that nobody has ever heard of.
Oh my God. I did not know your explanation was going to be so kind, Danielle. I was not really fishing for compliments there, but I appreciate it.
You also got to kick the blind to wake them up every once in a while.
Nope. That is true. I can doze off in a blind. I've been known to doze off in a blind before.
That's the best nap out there. Catch
and
it's okay.
And wake up when the turkey's on the decoys. I put an inordinate amount of pressure on myself when friends are coming to hunt, because, you know, if they see social media or they know friends of mine, they think, well, Joel just goes and hunts. Joel can go hunt anytime he wants. Of course, he's got 8 million people always inviting him. That is not how it goes. I scout my rear end off. It's hard work. But today was one with Jerry Valdez and Nando Gonzalez in town. It was literally one of those like quintessential days where it all comes together in the same day. We went out this morning to hunt turkeys, and we set up, we had a 700 yard walk in. And I will, when I talk about relationships with farmers and how important they are and how much it matters to care about those who are kind enough to let you on their property to hunt. Mm-hmm. I delivered a goose pot pie to the farmer last night, because he allows someone else to hunt there. Now, I don't want to step on those folks' toes, and I'm not hunting deer like they are. But in a gesture of good faith, Jerry and I scouted last night. We found some turkeys. We found some geese. And I delivered a pot pie. We walked 700 yards for the hunt this morning. And Nando, so I want to talk to Nando for a minute. We're in the blind. And I've got us set up on a spot that I know is a fairly good turkey spot. And all of a sudden, Nando's the first one to slap me. I mean, really one of your first sit-down
slap
turkey hunts of your life. No, tap.
In the face?
Tap
or
my leg. Tap my leg. What happened this morning?
I didn't punch him or anything.
Oh. No.
No, we were sitting there, and obviously I'm always watching. I've been hunting for, I don't know, 25, 35 years now. And if you see something move, of course, you know, don't jump the gun. But that was why I tapped you on it.
Yes. Yeah, so he taps me, and all of a sudden there are 15, 20 turkeys out one side of us, coming, just walking out of the woods. Every 2 minutes you'd look back, there were more turkeys coming out. Then turkeys came out. Then he taps me, and he's pointing the other direction.
Yeah,
turkeys
we
came out on the other side of us. And then, so now I go by, I disregard all the rules about turkey hunting. Oh, don't put out decoys in the fall. Oh, they don't come to decoys. Oh, they don't come to calls. I put out decoys. I call. I've had them come every time. We're in the blind today.
And you were a caller extraordinaire.
Well, thank you.
That was a work of art, the way you were working that.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I don't have my calls here with me.
Oh, what calls do you have?
I can't. I was using slate calls. I was using a crystal call and a mouth call.
Well, what
today.
You got around you? Those are
goose
calls.
Oh, these are
goose
and duck calls.
Oh, I see.
Yes, that was the afternoon hunt. There, that's a quick a quick goose cluck for you. So we're sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear a gobble behind me, and I'm like, oh boy. And they poke their head out for just a minute, and then they turned around and went back in the woods.
Oh, no.
But they were 20 yards from us, but Jerry was on the side of the blind pinned. It would have been really hard for him to get his gun around, and I thought, oh, no, I might have just blew our one chance. But lo and behold,
yes,
they poked their heads out again. And by that time, we had Jerry in the right position. Pacow! And he leveled his giant Eastern Wisconsin turkey.
Woo-hoo!
Which turkey makes me think about food, which brings me to our cooking segment.
Ooh, the wood duck?
The wood duck. And I need Jerry to talk about this one because I took wood duck and I took scallops and I lightly tossed.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.